You said ayahuasca changed your life. Tell us about that.
You have a conversation with God, not just pray to God, not just journal to God. You have a conversation. My goal was to release traumas that didn't serve me anymore in this life. In ayahuasca, what God did was show me.
You can take all the supplements in the world, but if you're grounding, it's better than an antioxidant supplement.
Yep. Every cell vibrates at a certain frequency, every single one.
Frequency is essentially life.
You know, we talk a lot about glyphosate, we talk a lot about Lyme disease, we talk a lot about mold. Those are chemicals, but what they do in our body is change our frequency. And as soon as the cellular frequency changes, that's when disease sets in.
With frequency, it's free. Sunshine is free.
Yeah, grounding is free.
Grounding is free.
Yeah, exercise is free.
Exercise is free.
Every cell vibrates at a certain frequency and hertz. Mm-hmm. So like the immune system and the cells of it vibrate at like 116 hertz. So if you can somehow manipulate those cells to get back to 116 hertz, whatever that therapy is, you can heal the frequency of that cell. And so what happens is...
Dr. Charlie, welcome to the Non-Toxic Living Podcast. You have an amazing story and journey. First of all, you're kind of one of those woo-woo guys, and we have all these functional medicine doctors on this show. We talk about lab testing, but you literally have a practice with a 30,000-person waiting list. Mm-hmm. No matter what you think about alternative medicine, frequency medicine, you know, the proof is in the stats. Mm-hmm. You're helping a lot of people. Why is frequency medicine so effective?
Well, first, before we even jump into that, I think that's pretty awesome how we made this podcast happen. I mean, we're at a seminar in Kansas City, and we just meet, and a day later, we're doing this podcast because we connected, which is awesome.
Yeah, it feels good.
It feels great.
And just, you're not watching, you can't see what I'm seeing, but this, your heart, just your frequency, you know, that I'm more open and sensitive to, because I'm not a frequency guy.
Sure.
But definitely seeing that life is frequency, you know, love is frequency. And when you're in that that wave, things just aren't as hard.
That's right.
Feels better. And you have problems, but they're going to work out. And people are going to say, oh, that's only for the rich. I'm like, the rich have more problems because the more shit you have, the more problems you have.
Yep.
Bigger house, more money, more problems.
100%.
Right? Bigger 100%. House, you know, cars, scratches on your cars. You know, less time with your children, more stress with your wife.
Yep.
I loved my simpler life, to be honest with you, and my little, I loved our one bedroom, 700 square foot condo, awesome. The 1500 square foot, you know, was great, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I lived in just a few years ago. And so it was just better life. I still said to myself, like, I like that smaller life.
Yep.
Because it's love that matters. It's human connection. It's helping and serving and getting, like you said, the dopamine spike, not from stuff, but from helping others. It's a different frequency. So frequency medicine, muscle testing, kinesiology, we're at a CPK event. I don't even know what CPK stands for.
Chiro plus kinesiology.
Chiro plus kinesiology.
Yeah.
You have a massive reach and following. You've sat knee to knee with some of the most famous people. Dana White, played poker with him. It's like this journey, of your life and you know where you've come to, and you've we're going to talk about your ayahuasca experience, right? Which I'm like, holy cow, like you went all in to get closer to God and understand this even at a more deeper level. So let's let's unpack the woo and see if it's true.
So frequency is everything. Everything we just talked about, love, every emotion, everything vibrates at a certain frequency.
And there's science to back that up.
Ton of science. There's a great book called The Body Electric. And it's about a doc who essentially was changing frequencies in salamanders to grow, like they can grow their limbs back. If you rip off a salamander's leg, it grows back. And they were doing certain currents through to manipulate how the limb grew back and showing that the body is electric before it's even chemical. And so that's a great book, Body Electric. If anyone wants to read that, it's a great start of like frequency. So frequency medicine is not new.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost been like,
Suppressed.
They're trying to get away from that. They try to monopolize the chemical industry. You know, you've heard of Abraham Flexner and the whole report with Rockefeller and basically going around and funding medical schools who could push the most amount of chemicals. That's what the curriculums are these days. So if you hear a chiropractor, you hear naturopath, homeopath, like you're labeled a quack. And all these people were dealing with frequencies of the body and the power that made the body heals the body. And all those frequencies are real. Every cell vibrates at a certain frequency, every single one. And, you know, we talk a lot about glyphosate. We talk a lot about Lyme disease. We talk a lot about mold. Those are chemicals, but what they do in our body is change our frequency. And as soon as the cellular frequency changes, that's when disease sets in. So if you're strong enough, you know, people call it mitochondria and mm-hmm. things like that. If you're strong enough to withstand those things, it's because the electromagnetics of your cells are that much stronger than the other people. It's wild.
This is wild.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm so glad we're having this conversation because yeah. so frequency is essentially life.
Yep.
And what you just said, if we have a strong frequency, like, so you're vibing good. Like
yeah.
some of these nonverbals, what you say, you have a good frequency.
Yep.
We say that tongue in cheek, but you just said it. You know, if you have a good, if you have a strong frequency, if you have a good frequency and you're vibrating high,
yep.
you have better resilience.
Yep.
So it's like, let's think about it this way. You have a strong microbiome. Mm-hmm. Those bugs are putting out frequency.
100%.
You know, that's what they're doing, electrical signals to your DNA. Or if they're overgrown and they're bad ones, mm-hmm. they're putting bad frequency in you because they want to take over. They're not in balance. They're not in homeostasis.
That's right.
This is very interesting. Like, I've never, it's like reading the Bible through the lens of love
yeah.
versus the lens of a judgmental God or the Quran. Right? I've met Muslims, some of them who read it through a lens of God's judgment and others that read it through the lens of God's love. And you couldn't tell the difference between this Muslim or a Christian and how they believe. It's interesting. I know that ruffles feathers because
yeah.
we've been taught in America that, oh my gosh, you know, they don't like Christians, right? That's not true. If you go to another country and actually sit down, they're like, we don't hate Christians.
That's right.
It just depends on who you talk to.
That's right.
And then there's literally Christians that don't like Muslims. Like, this is this, there's a frequency, but could it be that there's a similar frequency? I'm not saying one way or the other, but this is just, you know.
This is the conversation that should be talked about.
Yeah, this is the mind-mouth connection of things that are kind of like, I'm just experientially seeing. And this new lens of life that I'm getting opened up to is frequency medicine
yeah.
and how it heals your body.
The basis of it all is every cell vibrates at a certain frequency and hertz.
Mm-hmm.
So like the immune system and the cells of it vibrate at like 116 hertz. So if you can somehow manipulate those cells to get back to 116 hertz, whatever that therapy is, you can heal the frequency of that cell. And so what happens is every cell is vibrating at frequencies. If you get exposed to glyphosate, we'll just pick a topic,
mm-hmm.
and that damages some cells that change the frequency of the cell. So it lowers the frequency. It's not in balance of what it should be vibrating at.
It's not vibing.
That's right. The body, though, because it's so brilliantly designed, all the surrounding cells
mm-hmm.
will donate frequency to it to rise it up, like rising tides raises all ships.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is when so many cells are affected, that doesn't happen anymore. And that's when chronic disease sets in.
That's like senescent cells.
Exactly.
That they have low frequency, and that's what toxins do.
Yep.
The cell stops dividing because it's dangerous.
Yep.
Now you have a low vibing cell, and toxins actually block cell death too, which is really bad because
yep.
you can't even get rid of your senescent cells then.
That's right.
So you have a bunch of rotten apples,
yep.
and it makes the other apples. So the science of, you're just saying that's frequency. That's
yeah.
another way to look at it.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be this chemical process. It's also explained correctly with frequency. I never even thought of it.
And there's one, this is a phenomenon that I see with patients.
Mm-hmm.
And you might even think of people in your past that have experienced this, is you find that they have Lyme, mold, glyphosate, too much estrogen in their body, like all these plastics and stuff like that. And you do blood work, which you find it, which is great. It's a great question to ask. And then you detox them and you redo blood work. And it's like, hey, everything is pretty much down to normal levels of, you know, you should be feeling good, but you still don't feel good. It's because those toxins change the cell signaling, the frequency of that cell. And we have to do something in frequency medicine to reset the cell signal. Because it almost is like a memory of that mm-hmm. the toxin was there. And we have to reset that memory. And you do that through frequencies.
Yeah, I've seen this as an example. For me,
mm-hmm.
I was chemically sensitive. And for a good reason, my body was reacting, my buckets were full, you know, all this overflow of toxins that your body can't process through its natural ability to detoxify. You store these, your body's smart, let's just put these on the shelves in your fat.
Yep.
And then it can't even, there's no spots left. And then you're getting tons of hormone signaling issues. You're just overwhelmed. But eating the cleanest diet, doing all the right things, you know, having access 5 years of detoxification, yet I'm still chemically sensitive.
Yep.
And for me, it was my limbic lobe remembered
Bingo.
Which is frequency. I was still in fight or flight when it came to that, and it would trigger the same symptom, even though I had the strength and resilience to not be sensitive.
Yep.
And how I did it is, it's almost like I had to, almost like Joe Dispenza type stuff. I had to expose myself to it and tell myself, I'm fine, I'm strong, I'm resilient. I had to reprogram my brain, which is frequency, which is your cells. So it's almost like, I'm trying to wrap my head around, like, with analogy.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's a magnetic tape, like certain rocks can remember frequency.
Yep.
And store that frequency. Mm-hmm. Our cells have a memory of a frequency in your brain, especially probably your neurological cells are probably a big part of that, I would imagine.
Yep.
And I had to reprogram that tape and play a different tape.
Yep.
And I think this is probably emotional trauma. Is there frequency medicine for trauma?
Yes. And I was literally, you took it out of my mouth, because I was going to say it. This is exactly how emotional trauma works in our cells. We have anything we've ever experienced, even in the moment, like we could be 5 years old and we got grounded for, I don't know, something dumb that doesn't even matter to us 35 years later.
Mm-hmm.
But in that moment, it was your whole life. Like, it was everything of, like, you know, you didn't have other responsibilities to think about. So when you got grounded, it's like, this is, my whole life is done right now.
World, yeah.
And that inner child, that young you, stores that in something called the neuropeptide, a nervous system protein. And so the longer we go on in our life, we almost build what I call email threads. So, like, that original email could be when you were grounded by your father when you were five, and then you're 30 years old and your boss is reprimanding you, and subconsciously, frequency-wise, that boss is reminding you of being 5 years old.
It's a trigger.
And being grounded. And so now that whole email thread of could be thousands of emotions, you feel that in your physiology. You get way more worked up than we should. So if you can use muscle testing and frequency medicine tools to access the nervous system to say, okay, this current stress of boss reprimanding me for whatever I did, what is it reminding me of? Like, is it really the current event, or am I really reacting this way because it's reminding me of 1,000 earlier times that my nervous system held frequencies from other traumas? You go back and you can actually reprogram that five-year-old getting grounded, and it deletes the whole email thread. And all of a sudden, you go from stress to you feel like you took a coat off you never knew you had on, because all your frequency has changed. You're in a whole different vibration.
So this is why the ayahuasca, what we're going to talk about in a minute.
That's another one.
So this is interesting to me, because I like how you're explaining it. So you have a recording that you keep playing, and every time you connect the dot back to that event, it replays that, and then it replays those emotions over and over again. I like how you're explaining this, because I know it to be true. I was just talking to a doc downstairs, and we were talking about breath. I don't know why we were talking about breath.
Emotions live in breath.
And that's why all these conscious music talk, just breathe, like the breath. We can get into that as well, because that resets your autonomic nervous system. Cyclic sighing has changed my life, like literally changed my life. Yeah. So I can say that with all boldness.
And that's free.
Yeah.
That's free to do. You can do it here. You can do it in your home.
Yeah. It's every time I do it, literally, I think this is what the song says, all my problems go away, which is really weird. Like just breath work, all the things I'm stressing about, it's almost like they're forced to be erased in that moment.
Yeah.
We said something about breath, probably because I wasn't breathing. I can't remember the conversation, but literally it triggered a thought and he gave me a dad joke. What did the green grape say to the purple grape? Just breathe. And I'm like, what triggered that? It's because we were talking about breath, and that's what triggered that. So that his memory... And we remember everything.
Yeah.
Like you have to, like psychology, this is in the science, you literally... whether it's magnetic or frequency, you remember every single experience that happens to you. Your brain is that powerful. They don't tell you this stuff in school.
The body keeps score.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Not just some things, everything. Yep. Even the sound, I'm not paying attention to that, because you can only hear and experience so many bits of information, like on a tape. But if I stop and listen, I can hear that's the air conditioner.
Yep. Yep.
And so I'm not consciously seeing it, but unconsciously, everything that's happening, things I'm seeing out of my periphery, your brain is remembering that frequency, because everything's frequency, literally recording it on a tape. And then you have a conversation with somebody, and then the dot gets connected. We talked about breath. He told the dad joke. Your boss yells at you about something similar. You replay that tape and you didn't realize. And this is this why deja vu happens?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Deja vu is a very interesting phenomenon.
Now we're talking quantum frequency.
Yes. Yep. That's a
we could go down that rabbit hole too.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of fun on these you woo-woo guys.
It's great.
You're doing great.
Because
such may be me someday.
I'm going to teach you how to muscle test.
All right, let's go.
And it's just good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's deep conversation that really makes sense out of life, which is so fascinating.
It's so fun.
You know, it's like, there's nothing better to talk about, honestly. I mean, that's why I've dedicated my life to this.
Yeah, I love talking about God. I love it.
It's great.
Ways to get closer to God, closer to nature, like top things, right? Because guess what we did? We decided to do everything fake.
Yeah.
Everything that's away from nature and God, call it good.
Right.
And it's making us sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the frequency of the planet, the frequency of sunshine, the frequency of community and connection.
Yeah.
Right. The frequency, I guess there's not a frequency of sleep, but.
Well, you integrate frequencies when you sleep. If you don't sleep, you don't heal. And how you heal is by frequencies normalizing.
You said ayahuasca changed your life. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So for the last year, I've taken time to kind of hit my traumas head on. Mm-hmm. And I've done a lot of frequency medicine techniques that deal with the neuropeptides that we have talked about already. And I felt better, but I felt like I needed my mind, like not rewired, but like rocked to like this new frequency that I want to vibrate at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had four people tell me, you ever try plant medicine? And anytime I hear something three times, like I'm like, all right, God, I get it. Like I need to experience this. I need to explore it. And originally I was actually interested in doing Bufo, which is a toad venom that is like the strongest form of DMT, and they call it the God molecule.
Is that the one from the toad in Arizona?
I don't know if it's in Arizona, but it's from a toad.
Yeah.
And basically they milk the venom and then it like crystallizes and the venom vapors off and then it leaves the psychedelic of DMT. 5-MeO-DMT is the molecule. And that's like for trauma release. Mm-hmm. Like you smoke it, it's a vapor. And it is the hardest, most rewarding experience probably I've ever done. But that's what I originally wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I talked to the facilitator, I told him my story, kind of what I want out of this, because you have to set an intention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you just go and do it. And, you know, you really have to be in the mind space. And he goes, you know, for what you're looking for, I think ayahuasca would probably be what I would recommend. But if you do ayahuasca with us, you have to do Bufo afterwards. Because if you don't, it's like you have this whole nighttime ceremony. And then all of a sudden it ends. And it's like, where's the finale? Where's the grand finale? How do you integrate your nervous system from that? You can journal, you can do breath work and stuff. But he's like, you need something that like locks it all in like that. And that's what Bufo does essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So I did ayahuasca, ended off with Bufo, but ayahuasca was the most enlightening experience that I've probably ever had. It is for sure the most enlightening experience. I felt so much more connected to God since. And in ayahuasca, like you have a conversation with God, not just pray to God, not just journal to God. You have a conversation and everyone's experience is a little different.
Right.
I'm sure people will say my experience was different than what, you know, Dr. Charlie's saying on this podcast, but mine was very enlightening. Is my goal was to release traumas that didn't serve me anymore in this life, right? I wanted to get into a different frequency. And in ayahuasca, what God did was show me visions of traumas that I specifically remember at big ages in my life. And then my experience was I would see it and I would vomit. I would purge. And it was a vomit that felt so freaking good. It's not like I was like, I had the flu and I was vomiting. It's not like I was wasted drunk in college and vomiting. It was a vomit from, I was fasting and I was still vomiting. It was like a vomit from your soul. And afterwards, you're just like, whew, I feel amazing.
Was the traumas mm-hmm. when you were a kid, like I can remember a few, like the guy that said I was mean at Sebco Pool, you know, in Sarver, Pennsylvania, you know, and the rest of my life I ran around thinking, hey, I'm a mean guy because one guy told me that. Was it an event that you could actually remember? Or
oh yeah.
It was
it was things that I remember from like relationships in high school, and then not so much stuff that I consciously remember from childhood, but like my childhood was, it was not a bad childhood, but my mom was really young when she had me and we were moving around all the time. So there was no stability in my life. And like when you're, you know, up till 6 years old, you're forming all of your subconscious beliefs and all that stuff. And it's like, you know, my mom was 21 when she had me, and it was essentially just me and her. And we would move around the city of Chicago to different places, different kid groups, different schools. You know, I went to like 8 different schools. And subconsciously, like now that I understand this stuff more, not at the time, obviously, but what my subconscious was telling me was, am I the reason why we don't have stability in our life, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I couldn't come to that conclusion as a 5-year-old, but looking back and then going through ayahuasca, like that's what my inner child was feeling. And so when I started seeing that stuff and then like purging that, I mean—
So that's what ayahuasca did, is connected that dot.
Connected it. Yeah, connected that. And then it took me through things that I definitely consciously remember, and then just purged it. And that's what my intention was, like purge what doesn't serve me any longer. And so that's how it started.
Synthetic candles with synthetic fragrances, they're probably one of the most toxic things you can burn inside of your home. Not only are the particles that come off of those candles toxic, but those fragrances link to even diabetes and, of course, allergies, asthma, and they're also linked to the big C. Guys, they're one of the most toxic things you can have in your home, fragrance in particular, candles, because they're also putting off toxic particles. So I partnered with the Fontana Candle Company, and the candle that we created is called Uplift. And it did take a year to do a combination of rosemary, which has those neuroprotective effects, also helping your mood and focus and memory, along with ginger, which is very energizing as well, and vetiver, which is very earthy and grounding and gives you focus, and as well as sweet orange, a very grounding, centering essential oil. And this created a really balanced synergy. So when you burn this, you actually feel it. You're going to want to do more. You become more focused, more energized. At least that happens for me. And I believe it'll happen for you. So if you go to FontanaCandleCompany.com, you can find this new Uplift candle by Non-Toxic Dad and get it at the biggest discount they offer, 20% off, using the code Non-Toxic Dad. This is interesting to me. So what was showing up in your life that was pushing play on the trauma of all the moving, and you thought you were the reason you didn't have stability, like it was your fault?
I think the biggest thing that I realized after releasing it was like my connection to loved ones. Like I loved my family, and I obviously have, still do, obviously, but it brought me closer. Like I was able to open up more. Like I had a shell that I didn't know that I was living in, a shell, if that makes sense.
It makes total sense.
You know, I was like, I was living in this shell. Like I showed my love to people, but then when I broke that shell and purged, I'm like, oh, like I have so much love and gratitude for my family and me and just life that I was able to show up better for everyone around me, including myself.
So this is interesting to me because I've pinpointed some things that stopped me in my relationship with my wife.
Yeah.
And it was, I remember like almost giving my soul, like my heart, to the first girl I was engaged to. I remember before it was like, I wasn't fully all in.
Right.
But eventually I made a decision. I'm giving this girl my heart, like all of me. And then she wound up cheating on me. I hope you don't listen to this podcast. She actually did eventually, after I got married, she literally sent me an email. No, she called me and asked for forgiveness.
Wow. How did you take that?
Oh, I'm just like, I wept. I'm just like,
Just
validated, you know, that I wasn't wrong. Because you think in that moment it was your fault. And I just beat myself up because I was, you know, controlling and a lot of those things as a young man.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. From my trauma. So she had a lot of reasons to cheat on me, right? But I was a good soul, you know, and, but I remember doing that, and I still know.
My eyes are starting to tear. I can feel like the stuff behind that. Yeah. That was deep for you.
It was really deep.
Yeah.
But I even told my wife through breath work that I've learned that I still, I'm not able to fully love you because of that trauma. Mm. Like I'm not able to really, really feel you like I felt then.
Like that so invisible shell.
Yeah. And it's the invisible shell that I'm trying to break down. So I'm very interested. Like I've never done significant plant medicine.
Yeah. This is my first experience. I've never done it either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another friend of ours, just another doc that we used to coach in the past, was one of my clients. He, and I didn't know any of these dots, but last year he sent me a Voxer, a voice message. Voxer is just an app, and asking for my forgiveness. Mm. And I'm like, okay. He's like, just, and it was, and later I'm like, I wrote him said a message back. I can't remember what I said. It's like, absolutely, brother. Like, you know, it's all love. It's like, it's so cool that, you know, you're growing and whatever. But the reason he did that is because he did a psychedelic experience that he now, it's almost like he was just taking personal responsibility. He was blaming others for his problems. And I remember he wore anxiety because I coached him. It's like he would always be so anxious. And it was the very thing that was keeping him from doing well in his business and in life. And he knew it. He's LDS. So he never did caffeine. He never drank a drop of alcohol, didn't do any drugs. He didn't even know what he was going into. One of his friends, one of his mentors said, you should go do some this plant medicine. So he didn't even...
Did he do ayahuasca?
I don't know. I think he did like psilocybin.
Psilocybin, yeah.
Yeah.
That's another ceremony that a lot of people go through.
He, it might have been ayahuasca or it might have been...
NDMA?
Yeah, one of those.
NDMA, yeah.
So I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's
probably more not
he's
MDM,
a different
the other
freaking
ones.
Human.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
Like a different human. Like I look at him, this towering 6'5" shredded, you know, human is now so confident. His eyes are softer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just everything about him.
It changes your perspective.
Yeah.
That's what I would say is like.
Oh, and his business is now growing.
Way better. So
he never had success.
He's in a different frequency.
Yeah, so he's now having success in business. And it changed right after that. So I'm not saying run out, guys. Like this isn't, don't take this as medical advice, but it's just amazing how a lot of these things, I think, and I also believe plant medicine used improperly, I've seen some horror stories.
For sure.
Like some horror stories. So we're talking about the wins right now.
Yeah.
Balance that out with a lot of people like losing their minds and, you know, going off into places and not really coming back. So none of this is what we're saying is like, go out and do this. I'm not endorsing this.
Right.
You know, make sure you do it. Someone's a self-proclaimed, you know, witch doctor.
Yeah.
You know,
just be aware of it.
Yeah.
Just
or, be aware or, of or it. A journey expert or whatever. Be careful.
Yeah.
Right. So, but it's just interesting because again, just dots. Yeah. That was a dot from yesterday. And he's a different human. And I didn't know that was right after he, and he only asked for forgiveness from a few people, he said, and I was just one of the ones that came up and he just, and it was for me. I'm like, why'd you do this? It was for me.
Yep.
I'm like, you didn't have to. He's like,
yep.
It was for me. I needed to do that.
For sure.
And so interesting.
It is like, everyone does have a little different experience, but there's a lot of similarities in the result of it. Because when people are looking for that to release that invisible shell, you change as a person, your perspective changes, your frequency changes, and how you show up for yourself changes, which then means how you show up for others change. Because I love the saying, like, you can't give what you don't have. So like, if you don't have self-love, if you don't truly have that, how do you love someone else? You can't, because you don't have it. Can't give what you don't have.
He was saying that in the experience, he felt he was chained.
Really?
Literally living in like chains, like he was wrapped up. And it was, for him, it was religiosity. Like meaning the do's and don'ts of his connection to God. And when it took him a lot, he said, to let go. The facilitator's like, you're not letting go. His legs were physically locked. So I don't know what psychedelic was doing this. And he was running through a forest. I'm actually going to have him on the podcast. I want to, you know, share his story. I just heard it, small pieces of it. And now he just like, he was able to let go of all that stuff and his connection with God. So some of the similar things. So, and I know that you get judged and people say, hey, you're a Christian. That's demonic.
Yeah.
You know, and then you say, well, I'm not really a Christian, right? I'm just, I seem like one.
Yeah.
Right. But that's
very,
not the
very
faith.
Spiritual.
Yeah. Not the faith you would connect to. I would still put me in that classification, but there's probably a lot of people be like, you shouldn't even be talking about that,
right,
Warren, if you believe that way.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just, like you said, I'm not putting these hard lines because I'm not scared.
Yeah.
I know that I'm 100% loved and not judged by God. That's what I believe.
For sure.
And so no matter what I'm talking about, and I'm very careful what I do, I'm very cautious and intentional and I'm listening. And so I don't do anything. When I'm in my parasympathetic, when I'm connected, I don't try to do anything out of emotion. Right, we were talking about a business decision and I'm like, ugh, you know, just made me sick. And there's lots of opportunity there. I'm non-toxic dad, you know, I have a big following now. And, you know, I'm getting opportunity each and every day because people are, which makes me mad because, man, I can be, you know, candid. It's like people who used to not talk to me are now want to talk to me.
Yep.
People are texting me that, you know, they're influential that I know. They're now texting me, hey, Warren, how's it going?
Yeah.
So I get a lot more text messages and a lot more love from people for influence. And what we were talking about was, and there's all these opportunities for business mm-hmm. and adding value and value exchange to other people. And, you know, there's all these different things we can do. And I'm just like, I just want to help people.
Yeah.
Like, and we were talking about a membership,
yep.
right? Because it doesn't cost a lot and you can help a lot of people. And I'm like, that sounds really good. Yep. So I'm like, can you help me with a membership?
Yeah.
Because I think that's it. There's, and especially in a non-toxic world, we have a lot of stay-at-home moms. We got the bougie, crunchy moms too that can afford whatever. But yeah. there's, what are the free things that the stay-at-home mom can do?
Yeah.
Or the stay-at-home dad or the family that doesn't have the resources like we do to do all the things. And yeah. you with frequency, it's free. Sunshine is free.
Yeah, grounding is free.
Grounding is free.
Yeah, exercise is free.
Exercise is free. You listened to my talk
I
yesterday.
I did listen to your talk yesterday.
So these are the things that I'm teaching because I'm just like, you can take all the supplements in the world, but if you're grounding, it's better than an antioxidant supplement.
Yep.
There's this watch that I got, Wave Watch, that put frequency. And I looked at her, I'm like, we wouldn't need this if we were in nature. She's like, nope.
Yep.
You wouldn't need it.
Yep.
So there's this Wave Watch, you know, that you can, she yeah. gave it to me. I was
I have one.
Yeah. So it just plays frequency because yep. birds have a frequency.
Yes, they do.
They open up the pores of a tree so they can respire, like exact frequency for that bird in that forest,
yep.
like in that region. Really interesting stuff. And so that's why I'm open to this, is because I used to think Zach Bush was a quack and he did too many psychedelics, right?
Yeah.
No offense, Zach, but now I'm like, he's speaking at a cancer seminar with both mixes, mm-hmm. a mix of people. And I want to go just to talk to him more. You know, he doesn't do it to get following. He doesn't, you can tell just by watching him. He's not like me. I got to work hard. You know, I got to do three things, you know, that you shouldn't buy at Costco, right? He's just speaking from his heart and he's yeah. talking about these frequencies. And what I love about him is he literally goes back into these, you know, all the studies that talk about the truth of these frequencies. So I'm so like just blown away by this new ancient wisdom that's yeah. been suppressed.
Yeah, it's wild to me that we can talk about frequencies of nature mm-hmm. and people understand nature has frequencies. But as soon as you kind of take it to the body's nervous system and say that we can tap into the frequencies of the body, all of a sudden it's woo-woo.
Yeah.
It's like,
we're separate from nature.
Right. Like we're so disconnected from nature.
We're not nature, is what they're thinking.
Such an issue. It's the same thing as like, you know, psychology, and a lot of people say that like your brain and your body are not the same, but they are the same. Like, you know, they're trying to treat anxiety, depression with antidepressants and anxiety meds because they're trying to change your brain, but it's all connected. Your body and your brain are connected. It's not, you know, it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy to me that people don't see that we are frequency, and then people think that I'm crazy for saying that we are frequency. It's like such an ironic relationship, but it's like, it changed my life. It changed. I still remember my first treatment ever changed my whole life for sure.
When was your first treatment with frequency medicine?
2012. Like, no, I have like a somewhat of a photographic memory. So like November of 2012 as a student in Cairo school, and I was 23.
What got you into chiropractic?
I was going to go to pharmacy school. And because I had, you know, some sick
selling petroleum based.
I know I was about to, you know, do the whole Carnegie Rockefeller Flexner Report stuff. I was sick growing up. I had colds, flus, and obviously looking back now, like when there's no stability in your life, essentially, there's, you know, you have my grandparents and my mom and I love them and they love me. But as a kid, you want to have like, you know, not go to eight different schools. You want to have stability. Like that changes your frequency. Mm-hmm. That changes your immune system. So like I caught every cold. I caught every flu. I had pneumonia a few times. I had a headache for a month that kept me out of school. Like I remember these things. But what I remember is I was on steroids and antibiotics. And that's what I thought was healing me. Right? Because that's, if you don't know,
gosh,
you don't know.
When I got sick, right? And when I went to I went to 10 different medical doctors. I always thought meds to this point actually healed me.
That's right.
Right? So I went to the doctor and I'm like, what's wrong with me? Can you fix me? And he's like, well, here's a 10-minute visit. Here's Effexor and a pain med. I'm like, is that going to fix me? Well, and I was hoping like, oh,
yeah,
this is finally it.
Yep.
You know, this is going to fix me. It's going to fix what's broken in my brain to make me this overwhelmed and this sick and this tired and this chronic pain that I'm having. I'm like, is this going to fix me? He's like, well, no, try it. See if it makes you feel better. Come back a month. I'm like 5% better.
Yeah.
And so I stay on. He's like, yeah. And of course, he's getting kickbacks. And I didn't know that existed.
Yep.
He said, you'll be on one or two meds. Most people will be on the rest in your life. So you can't fix me.
Right.
And that's what pissed me off.
That woke you up.
You can't fix me. You can only give me a drug that may make me feel 5% better.
Yeah.
This is when I'm like, I might take my life.
Yeah.
Because I'm this broken and you can only make me 5% better after I finally went to a medication and my blood work was normal and all the things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it.
They've lost their way. I mean, obviously Western medicine has trauma medicine, which is our miracles. Like, you know, 100 years ago, we couldn't even fathom a heart transplant.
Yeah,
you know, like those things are medical miracles. But when you use that system, emergency medicine, to try to build your health, it is a poor, poor decision. Because all they know how to do is to get you into a need of emergency medicine. And really, chiropractic was that you heal from above down, inside out, right? Mm-hmm. God does all the healing. Designer of the body is what heals you, right? Power that made the body heals the body. We are just looking for interference and roadblocks just to remove them to let your body do what it needs to do. I didn't know that growing up. So I was going to go to pharmacy school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was doing job shadowing as a freshman in college. And in 2 minutes, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to do pharmacy. I can't talk to pills the rest of my life. I shadowed podiatry because I was a high school basketball player, had ingrown toenails. Shadowed that.
From wearing shoes at you.
Yeah. Shadowed that. Couldn't stand it. Went to a chiropractor who was just doing adjusting, no frequency medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And first doctor who I shadowed, who people walked in feeling crummy and walked out feeling better. And that's what spoke to me. And I was
something
like,
that actually makes someone feel better.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this the rest of my life. Having no idea about frequency medicine. Get into school. I get led to this student who's been doing frequency medicine a year ahead of me in school. And I'll never forget it. He's like, all right, well, let me work on you. I'm like, okay. I just thought he was going to adjust me. He starts testing all my muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Every muscle shares nerve supply with organs. And mm-hmm. so he was able to test certain muscles and tell me what was going on with my organs. And it all made complete sense. Like his first thing was he muscle tests my pec major clavicular division, which is your pec muscle.
Mm-hmm.
It relates to the stomach. If you have bilateral weakness in muscles, it means organ. So the first thing he says to me, he's like, you have no stomach acid. And I'd been on a proton pump inhibitor for 5 years prior to that.
Isn't that illegal to be on it that long?
Yeah. You shouldn't be on it more than, I think, like 6 weeks on the label or something like that.
Okay. So
and I had
listen to that, by the way,
yeah.
On this. If a doctor is allowing you to stay on it that long,
yep.
And there's definitely natural ways to support your stomach acid production. Let's just
for
say
sure.
That. It's with some dietary changes and some supplements to help you while you learn what's causing it.
Yep.
Can help you. So you don't even need supplements.
And there's even emotions with it. The
yes.
positive emotions, because your stomach is how you digest and receive. So if you don't feel like you receive love, your stomach's not going to receive food. That's more into the frequency medicine
world. Yeah,
this is
like you saw me glaze over a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I glazed over on that one.
And so he says that to me. I'm like, okay, you have my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finds my liver is off and he's like, you know, he's finding a viral pattern. And he's like, you ever had a really bad headache in your life? And I had a migraine for a week in like sixth grade. And I'm like, now you have my curiosity. And he started working on me and he told me my whole life story in the first 3 minutes of testing me without me telling him anything beforehand. That's what caught my attention. And I'm like, what is that?
And that's hard to believe.
Super hard to believe.
I mean, if you're looking at me, I'm still glazed over. I'm like, it's...
Until you experience it,
mm-hmm.
you won't believe it. Because it's so wowish. Like, it's like a, it seems like a magic trick. You
it
know?
Seems like a fortune teller.
Yes.
Which yeah. use tactics and tricks and tricks in psychology.
And all frequency medicine.
Maybe but, some of them now. Maybe some of them, maybe.
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 Hey, I'm open.
Yeah.
But muscle testing is just talking to, having a dialogue with the nervous system that holds all the frequencies of the body and the memory of everything. And so that's what muscle testing and the way I practice it, frequency medicine is asking the body through a muscle test, which is evaluating neurological tone.
Mm-hmm.
What can't you adapt to and what makes you more adaptable? Whether that's a structural correction, a chemical correction, an emotional correction. And a mixture of all of them is mostly what the human experience is.
Okay, let's get super woo.
Yeah.
You can do frequency medicine over the phone. How is that even possible?
If you are on your radio on AM, FM, and you get to a certain frequency, you start hearing a certain channel. Same thing with the body. If you are able to connect into the frequencies of the body, and some people can't do it. It's not like it's like you can go and learn that. And, you know, it's like, I always say people choose to do it. Some are chosen to do it. Two totally different experiences.
There's some people aren't going to be, you're not built to be an all-American
exactly.
long distance runner or a shot putter, right?
Yeah.
You just...
Like, I would try to choose to be in the NBA.
Yeah.
I wasn't chosen to be in the NBA.
I just did a podcast with John Stockton. I mean, talk about...
He was getting treated with frequency medicine his whole career.
I didn't know that.
And the 96 Jazz had the lowest injury rate in, like, the history of the league. Yeah. Craig Buehler was his chiropractor.
Oh, I know Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to his clinic.
That's muscle testing. Aim it technique.
Yeah.
He was treating the Jazz. Lowest. And John Stockton has a story of how he sprained his ankle so bad. And then Craig was working on the other ankle, fixed that, and it fixed his other ankle overnight.
That's crazy, man. Yeah.
It's all muscle testing. It's all frequencies. If you can ask, here's my analogy.
Okay.
Follow me on this. The body's like a garage door.
Mm-hmm.
It has a key code. If you plug in the right code, which means you ask the right questions to the body, it lets you walk right in. And if you can ask the right question in a muscle test, you can get a whole lot of information really quickly, which is very wow-ish for people, but it takes the guesswork out of stuff. And that is why I've started Instagram. I started my membership of talking about how there are practitioners around the world that utilize this frequency medicine that can give you some of the best care for your family on the planet.
Actually, kinesiology, they teach it in colleges, right? So
yep. Mm-hmm. Different form. Kinesiology is the movement of muscles, and we use muscles as a computer, like a keyboard to tap into your body's computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another good analogy.
So I got
you got lots of ways. You have to, because it's
I've hard. Had to explain it and try to like water it down so that you can be like, oh, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah. Because it's hard. It really is hard.
It is.
And spirituality and a lot of things we talk about on this podcast, it's really hard, and I don't expect everyone to understand it. But you're telling me whatever it is, and unconsciously, my body knows.
Yep.
But I don't know.
Right.
So when you muscle test, you're asking me a question, is this good for me?
Mm-hmm.
And my body's saying, no, it's not good for me.
Right.
Is that one way to explain it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not as good as your garage door and the garage door code and, you know.
It's like, can your nervous system adapt to this toxin or thought process or whatever, or can it not adapt? And if it can't adapt, it's blowing out your nervous system. And that leads to sympathetic dominance, parasympathetic downregulation, and nervous system, autonomic nervous system imbalances.
Yeah. And
that's as simple as we can get it.
I love it. Well, I'm going to have you back on the show.
Yeah, let's talk.
We absolutely love what you're doing. And how can people find more about this, you know, woo Dr. Charlie? Yeah.
So Instagram is just Dr. Charlie DC, mm-hmm. Dr. Charlie DC. My membership, you can find all of that through that page. I'm solely on there. And I'm just going to keep doing me, and the right people frequency-wise will find their way. And yeah, just want to spend time with my family and just live life and not make things too complicated and try to help people in that process.
That's super cool. Love your heart, love your eyes, and all the good things you shared with me today. I really appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
Bless you, brother.